Universal. Great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. A travel mess up and down the East Coast with airline cancellations and flooded roads thanks to a mix of summer storms and Tropical Storm Debbie. New York City to the Carolinas hard hit.
Last night, a cold front triggered severe storms in New York and New Jersey ahead of Debbie's arrival later this week. New York City officials, for the first time, using a drone to transmit emergency weather alerts to residents.
Be prepared to leave your location if flooding occurs.
Debbie is expected to creep back onshore over South Carolina tomorrow. The storm could dump 8 inches of rain as far north as New England by this weekend.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. In the race for the White House, former President Trump appearing on Fox News this morning, blasting his Democratic rival Kamala Harris and her newly named running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, as too liberal. Both campaigns out on the trail today in battleground states. And overseas, the war between Russia and Ukraine intensifying, Ukraine launching a large-scale attack on Russia for the first time since the war began. This is ABC. A federal criminal complaint unsealed Tuesday shows a Pakistani national with purported ties to Iran arrested last month after attempting to hire a hitman. ABC's Aaron Katursky reports.
Prosecutors say Asif Merchant had just spent time in Iran before he flew to the U.S. in April.
In June of this year, the defendant met with several individuals in New York who he thought were hitmen, but who were in fact undercover law enforcement officers.
Agents following Merchant from Texas to New York. Sources tell ABC News no final target had been decided by the time Merchant was arrested as he prepared to leave the country July 12th, one day before a gunman opened fire on Trump at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania.
Investigators have said they found no link between foreign operatives and the gunman who fired at Trump at a rally last month. One person is dead after a hotel in a German resort town collapsed late Tuesday. Authorities say they had rescued two women, a man, and a child from the debris. Eight remain trapped. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Justice Department is fighting violent crime in Wisconsin, arresting felons, and preventing violent drug trafficking. In Milwaukee yesterday, Garland pointed out the nation's violent crime rate is one of the lowest in 50 years. A bipartisan group is trying to bust stubborn myths eroding public trust in elections. Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes is one of the members of the Democracy Defense Project. He says social media is exacerbating the problem.
It's so easy for bad information to flow, and I think that 2020, there was everything that helped let that helped that wildfire just spread.
The group polled voters on policies to help improve people's confidence in elections, although many of them are already being used. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Jordan Love will play this week. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers holding practice, getting ready to play the Browns in Cleveland in their first preseason game, and Matt LaFleur has decided he wants to see Jordan Love take some snaps in the game. The quarterback's reaction at his locker.
You know, I'm excited just to be able to get back, get the feel of the season getting started. So get out there, see how long we're out there. But anytime you get to be on the field, I think it's a good opportunity to, you know, work on things, get better.
And it looks like his right tackle, Zach Tom, is ready to go after tearing a pectoral muscle in the weight room last April. Zach Tom asked if he's had any contact in pads yet.
I was doing that all last week. You could say that was like the last hurdle. They wanted to give me some live-ish reps. You know, that was good. That was good to prepare me for this week. And now we're obviously to the next step, which would be me playing in the game.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers and Braves in Atlanta after a huge win for Milwaukee last night, 10-0. Seven scoreless innings by Colin Ray. The Braves outscored 17-0 in their last two games. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conservative voices are not being represented in Madison. You deserve elected officials who listen, share your values, and get results. I'm Scott Harbridge, running for State Assembly in the 74th District to return our government to we the people. Poor leadership and broken promises at the state capitol are destroying our economy, driving inflation, and risking lives. I served 4 years in the Army with the 82nd and 509th Airborne and 26 years with the Department of Corrections. I know how to tackle tough challenges, and now I'm ready to serve you by taking on the establishment in Madison. I'm the only candidate in the race endorsed by Pro-Life Wisconsin. I'm pro-life, pro-law enforcement, and pro-freedom. I promise to always be honest and transparent. You'll never wonder where I stand. The fight between good and evil is black and white. Vote for me, Scott Herbridge, on August 13th in the Republican primary. I can't do this without your vote. Send me a patriot to Madison, and let's make America great again. Thank you. Paid for by Herbridge for 74th Assembly District.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today around 76 with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with scattered thunderstorms, 55. Tomorrow, clouds and showers in the morning. Partly cloudy in the afternoon with a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
All right, and welcome in. We promised you a little town hall, a discussion about Hometown Radio Refreshed, and we're going to do that right now. And if you want to join us, if you have any comments you would like to make on the air, the phone number is not our main studio line, is not our main office line, it's our studio line, which is 715-744-1006, 744-1006. If you want to call and just tell us how great the morning show guy is or whatever other comments you may have. We have our general manager, our sales manager, and all around kingpin, Darla Isham.
Good morning.
How are we doing, Darla?
We're doing great.
We got our midday guy, Travis Creeley, the new guy. How are we doing, Travis?
Good morning. I'm doing outstanding. How about you guys?
Great. And we got Gray, Mr. Lean into the mic, no boom stand yet for him. Mic on the counter, afternoon guy, Gray Gunderson. How are we doing, Gray?
I got the hand-me-downs. I'm doing great.
All right. And Austin may stop by, but he had another obligation. So again, if you want to call us, go ahead, 715-744-1006. We understand. I've been in small town radio for a long time, and I know that sometimes people like to contribute, but maybe they don't want to do it on the air. I totally understand that. You can email us, wcqm@civicmedia.us. Now, also, we're going to do a Zoom, off-air Zoom meeting tomorrow night at 7, and we're going to put that link on our Facebook page tomorrow where you can log into our Zoom and chat with us about what we're doing here. Because Darla, as many people know, it is about almost a year ago that we were purchased by Civic Media. It's a company, it's a radio group that's based out of Madison, but has over 20 stations around the state and has a very cool, interesting concept of Wisconsin radio, right?
That is correct. And it's been a whirlwind ever since, in a good way, because we are out in the community, Hometown Radio Refreshed. It's important to us what's going on in our local communities, and that's why we're here today. We want to hear from the community what you want to hear, maybe some of the news you'd like to hear, maybe some, if there's programs, if there's a show, just different things in the community that would be important to you if it has to do with local government. We're here, and we want to hear about it, and that's what's so refreshing about it.
Yeah, and like you mentioned, whether it be more coverage of a city hall meetings, whatever it may be, whatever is important to you, because the information, it's gotten to the point, Gray and Travis, you can comment on this, where we've gotten to the point where information is readily available out there. You can Google it. But now a lot of that information is sliding behind paywalls a lot. So it went from totally accessible to now it's just like, well, I can't see that newspaper or whatever online because it's behind a paywall. So we want to know what the people are struggling to get, right, information-wise.
That's right.
Those paywalls, I think it's the opinion of many people at Civic Media, especially the leadership, is that those paywalls are not conducive to free discussion that benefits the community. And I think like our CEO, Sage, for example, views radio stations in small towns like ours as a powerful tool for the locals. I think there's people who view radio as a powerful tool for other scary reasons, but it was identified by our leadership that local radio is unique. Some radio has been shrinking in some places as the internet grows. Well, this is Park Falls. This is a pillar of the community, and it's something that can be put to use, and that's exactly where we're going.
And, you know, one thing that I do want to mention, that it's all about what starts here.
Right.
What starts in this building, what starts with us.
Yep, in these 18 counties we touch, it's grassroots.
That's right.
Yeah, right. And as somebody who's worked at a lot of different stations, I'm impressed by civic media, how they encourage a civic discussion politically. It's so important for each of these stations to be involved in the community and everything we've been doing here. Just at 98Q Country, talking about community events, going out into them. We've got better news coverage now. It's more than most radio companies are doing these days.
And on the news side, there's a reason why it's called civic media, because it's been very clear from day one that the civic media stance is we want to sit down and have a civil discussion about what's important to you and what's and sharing our values, sharing things that are important to each other, but doing it in a civil way, not lashing out in a second grade style playground atmosphere. We want to do it in a way where we respect other people's opinions. We maybe want to know why that opinion, and not just drop memes on a Facebook page, lashing out at another person. We want to have a discussion about that, and that's where you're seeing, I think, the civic media path go is,
let's sit
down and talk about it. Why do you feel this way? Here's how I feel. What can I do to make our community, state, country better, not lashing out saying, you stink, you can't do it, and then not having a solution as to what we can do to make it better,
right? That's correct. Yeah. That's correct.
American media is largely in its clapback era. Whoever can say the cleverest gotcha gets the most attention, gets the most pats on the back, and they're largely treated like they are right, when in reality it just feels good to hear what they say because, oh, you got them. No, we need to move from the clapback era into the conversation era, and civic media is the perfect place to start.
Yeah. I love how we can hopefully influence the media landscape and even our listeners in that these days it's getting harder for people just to hear the other side. It makes them so mad, and maybe they're biased in the news source they're using. You know, it could be Fox News, CNN, or whatever somebody wants to say on any side, but that we're like, no, hey, let's be civil, have a conversation about this.
What do they always say? You can find the answer to your question if you look hard enough on Google, right?
Yeah,
you can find,
that's right.
Or you can find the answer you're looking for if you look hard enough. So the news-wise, as you know, Austin Brume has been doing some news for us, and he's a little, we're kind of easing him into the process. And Austin, oh, there he is. Oh, speak of.
Look who decided to show.
Joel, start talking about a pile of gold. Can you talk about money and gold and see if that pops up too?
Snuggle up by a mic here, young Austin. Come on, he looks asleep. He looks like he just rolled in. How we doing, Austin?
Doing pretty good.
He just walked into a studio of five people with way more energy than him.
Yeah.
That's
you
not
need some of that
unusual
coffee over there that Gray provides.
Hey,
it's
I
like
got
having
some.
10
I might
cups
need more
of
than
one
coffee at this point.
So, Austin, as you have eased into doing some news here for Civic Media, just give a little bit of a brief reflection of some of the feedback you're getting from people out there about what's going on here at Civic.
I mean, honestly, I haven't heard a whole lot, but in terms of like just general, like my department, I know the first thing I had to worry about, obviously, was pacing, because I tend to talk fast if I don't have a script.
Yes, we want to be able to understand what you're saying.
You mean, but you want to listen to the news?
Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah, but you getting out even at Flamborama, talking with the people with the boat races and talking with the food vendors and, you know, stuff that's important to our local people, right? That's kind of what
Absolutely.
We're focusing on, right?
Absolutely. We are trying to focus on what's local to us, because there's a lot of stuff going on that just people don't hear about.
Yeah, exactly. So you'll see Austin out and about and doing our news coverage, and that'll be expanding more and more into other various issues, whatever they may be. All right.
If I catch you at an event, I might ambush you with a microphone.
All right. You got some Gray, you got some coffee for him brewing back there?
I do. Right, he needs it. I've got it. It's jet
it's
fuel.
It's 10 cups in one.
Yes, all right. Exactly.
10 so cups you, in one. In so that you, case, I'll take two.
So if you want to email us, wcqm@civicmedia.us, you can call us if you like. Your thoughts on Civic Media and Hometown Radio Refresh, 715-744-1006. We'll chat more about some other areas of our programming in just a moment.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney or if I look like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare without me being an attorney. And I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call, and you will not talk to an attorney. And I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a great way to shop, eat, and support local. The Park Falls Farmers Market is setting up in the Christ the Servant Church parking lot on Highway 13 in Park Falls. You can find it there every Wednesday in August from 2:30 to 5 p.m. Over in Hayward, enjoy the Sawyer County Fair, August 15th to 18th. The 117-year-old fair always has something new, and the theme this year is Bronx Hogs and Corn Dogs. Your admission includes grandstand entertainment ranging from music to racing and even a rodeo. And how about getting your car washed while supporting a good cause? The Amory Band Boosters are hosting a car wash in the Slumberland parking lot on Saturday, August 24th from 9 to noon. Give what you can and know it's going to help those band students travel to Florida later in the year. Enjoy, and until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
All right, we're talking Park Falls Radio over 70 years strong, and we're covering many different areas. You can email us, WCQM at civicmedia.us. I got an email this morning that someone would enjoy hearing a replay of Frankie Barocca's show once a month.
We have an archive, don't we?
Yeah, I have a few shows. I have a few shows that are in the archive. We may look at that, and that's one of the things, too, and we'll get to it on the programming and music side a little bit, is Craig Ebel does a wonderful polka show for us on Saturday mornings right now. He plays in a polka band. He's from Minnesota. I've talked with Craig many, many years ago, and we enjoy having him on there. And I keep thinking to myself, when Craig Ebel retires, I really don't know what I'm going to do. Is polka done? Is it phasing out? Is it a generational thing? So that's one of the things we're thinking of. And they also wanted to hear more Craig Morgan, by the way. I think the Redneck Yacht Club, I think, is what they wanted to hear on that. I like the specific. And by the way, when we talk about that, about, you know, someone says, I want to hear more Craig Morgan. If use that email, WCQM at civicmedia.us. If there's an artist you enjoy, and on the morning show, I'm here, I'm live, and I can make your day by playing a Toby Keith song, I Want to Talk About Me or whatever, on your way to work, I'll do it. I'll throw it in there. Don't be afraid to request songs. I think sometimes we forget that radio, we're back. We're local. We're back. Yeah, we're here.
And we
can do that. People got lost there for a while.
We've got 13 hours of every weekday sitting in this room right now. From 6 a.m. until 7 p.m. It's Joel. It's Travis. It's great. Every day, Monday through Friday.
Yeah. And all the other stuff in between. That's coming from our company.
That's just the bones
Civic Media.
Of it. Yeah. Yes. That's the structure under which everything else is going to take place until we hand it off at 7 p.m. on a given evening. And
that's a big plus, too. Just to say that we're part of this statewide network, but yet that doesn't take away from anything local. It only adds to all of it that you literally get your national news, your Wisconsin-based news, you get local, you get sports, you've got the three of us on every weekday. It's really impressive for a radio company.
It's what's cool about the Civic Media app is that you can listen to oldies on WRJN. If you want to listen to talk, you can do that. There's other formats. You can listen to some of your favorite music but still have a Wisconsin feel to it. They're still talking about the Packers and the Brewers on there, which is kind of cool because in the past, a lot of times if you wanted to listen, if you enjoyed music, whatever format it might be, you had to go to Spotify or go to here or go to there. Now you can just go to the Civic Media app and still get a Wisconsin feel you know, you might not be talking about the Park Falls Flamborama, but they'll right. be talking about the Packers and Wisconsin and stuff
or
like
they
that.
Might be talking about a county fair in another county.
Yeah.
Or, exactly. But it's going to be local. You're going to either, and it's not just about news. Yeah. Yes, we have news stations as well, but we have plenty of music stations. And if you go to the Civic Media app, you're going to have a flavor of things to listen to. With yeah. music, news, so we're giving you everything.
And Darla, you're out and about in the community. You know, being the morning guy, I spend a lot of time here looking at the wall. But you're out and about in the community. And what are some of the things that you're hearing from business owners and such about their local radio station?
Yeah, that. Thanks for asking that question. That's a great question because when I'm out grocery shopping or I'm downtown shopping or I'm doing some banking, I do have occasionally people coming up to me, and especially this last weekend with Flamborama, I had several people stop me. Literally stop me and thank me for bringing back the local stuff and having local people who live here in the community. And they actually brought up I won't tell you what they said about you, Joel, but...
Yeah, that's a whole different story, Joel.
That's gossip.
We'll save an hour for that on a different day.
I knew it was going to get here eventually.
But Gray, I've heard great things about you and about, you know, you're from the community, you grew up here, and all the things that you offer on your program. Travis, you're new, but I've been hearing great things about you. And even you, Austin.
Even you,
even
Austin.
You.
Even Austin.
We got a few complaints, but we... No,
where did they get that? Where did you get that youngster? How old is he? Is he still in high school?
He just finished middle school.
Our 14-year-old news director.
Exactly. Yeah, and we always appreciate the feedback, and you know, you certainly are welcome to talk to us face-to-face or wcqm@civicmedia.us. Email is a great way to communicate with us. Sports, I want to touch on that a little bit because Civic Media is real big on bringing back the broadcasting of high school sports. There's a lot of teams and that... in the last 10, 20 years, their local radio stations have stopped covering them for whatever reason it may be, technology or staffing. But from day one, Civic Media made it very clear to me that they believe that part of the heart of being a local station is to get out there in the community at local sporting events and covering our local teams. And we are continuing to expand that, Darla, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, we are. This year, brand new, we are going to be covering Amory Sports.
Yep.
You're from the Amory area,
yep,
Joel, or not from, but you've worked in
over
that.
On WLAK, there's a station WLAK. Over there that was, before Civic Media bought that station, it was off the air, it was dead. And now it's back, and they're going to have sports on there. And we're going to be expanding our coverage of high school football. Well, continuing our coverage of high school football, but you'll see an expanded coverage. We're hoping to get out and do some more area teams
right.
This fall as we get into basketball and baseball and softball, but not only our stations, but other stations in the Civic Media Group. And Gray, I want to touch on that too. What I kind of mentioned just a little bit ago is Civic Media not only has purchased, I believe, over 20 stations now across the state, and a decent percentage of those are stations that were black. That were, by black, I mean off the air. The signal was still there. The license was still there. These are hometown stations that were dead. They're dead in the water, and Civic Media has has brought them back to life.
Completely reinvigorated, breathing fresh life into what they saw as a resource that just, I mean, what can people do as a radio station slowly, you know, over time, over 10 or 20 years, you lose programming, you lose personnel. And it just kind of, there's kind of a sense of, I'd imagine, a little bit of helplessness for those who would want to do something about it. And Civic, I think, is pretty incredible for coming in and just what has been ignored for a long time in a lot of places is seen as a resource and has a lot of value. I admire Civic for the route that we're taking.
Yeah, and I think, Darla, part of that reason why a lot of these stations in these small towns went black is because, as we know, the internet came around, the Amazons, the chain stores came in, the small town businesses got nudged out, and the local revenue for stations was and still is a struggle, and a lot of these stations struggled to stay on the air because of that, right?
That's right. Yeah, it's really important, and that's one thing that which adds to all of this being local, is that we are here for the local businesses as well. Even though, I mean, sometimes we're, well, not sometimes, but we're 90,000 watts. 100,000
flamethrower.
We are a flamethrower. So we do get out into many communities, but those communities are small communities. And a lot of these communities do have ma and pa businesses. And we are here to help those businesses to sustain and survive. And so we care about you. And we're here to help you with your marketing, your advertising, and doing it the right way. And so, you know, also, and it starts from within. It starts also with our engineers. Our engineers are working around the clock sometimes. I mean, they're here for the next few days doing stuff here at the station. We got wires all over.
Mm-hmm. They're bringing us into
one
the 22nd
century. One of us is
going to
get electrocuted. No.
No. Hold on. Okay.
Not the way we're going there.
No. They're not setting up traps in the studio.
I thought they were. I thought they were trying to get me.
You can see a whole list of the Civic Media stations on the civicmedia.us website. They're all right there. And again, they're all in Wisconsin, and the goal of all of them is to support small towns and support businesses and support the discussion, the civic discussion of politics and whatever else it may be. But, yeah. Supporting, trying to reinvigorate those area businesses, give them a voice on the air, and do it in a way that will, the economy is different. I mean, it's just it blows me away with the economy, and we know people go online and they buy stuff. We know that, but small town America is struggling to find a way to find a happy place between that, where we can service them locally. And I think by doing that is getting businesses to do what we're doing, is to be part of the community and let people feel that by shopping a local business, a patchouli garden, whatever it might be, that they're really supporting not only that business, but the whole town and the whole concept of small town, small town living.
Yeah, and part of local radio has changed. The climate has really changed out there. Since you and I have started, Joel, all those years.
Back in the 50s, no, I'm
don't even
totally
get me
kidding, don't hit me.
But the tools in our toolbox to help local businesses is amazing. We're not just talking about radio now. We're talking about streaming. We're talking about podcasting. We're talking about digital marketing. Our company offers all of these things to local businesses to help them sustain and to keep going in the small communities. So it's not just radio, which is, great, but we add to that as well, as to the marketing and advertising of businesses. There are many different ways now that to keep your business out there in the faces of the consumers.
Yeah. All right. We encourage your emails, wcqm@civicmedia.us, to contribute to this town hall, 715-744-1006. We had a listener email us in about something that I've been working on, and we're actually working on as we talk about, is expanding our coverage to the area. We're not just a Park Falls radio station, but expanding out. Currently we have the Shawamigan, a district administrator on with a weekly show, and we have in the past years reached out and tried to get some other officials on from schools and stuff, but we haven't been able to do that consistently. But we are working on Phillips and Prentice and trying to get their district administrators on. We talk sports, of course. We do play by play, but we're trying to get that consistent format, and we're trying to also find a way. How do we put something on the air? Is it something we put on the air, or is it something that we make available through our podcast service? Some of this stuff, is it something that is of interest to everyone? For instance, talking about the Phillips volleyball team, is that something where the audience is big enough to put it on the air, or is that just something we podcast? And it's not an insult to any of the programs. I'm just saying that there's a place for all of it to reach an audience, whatever it may be. So we're looking to expand that coverage, and that's what one of our listeners emailed to us. And they also said they miss the local contest. We have had some stuff. The backyard barbecue, I think, is coming back.
Yeah, it
right?
is coming back.
Yeah,
yes.
Somebody asked me that over Flamborama. So the backyard barbecue is coming back, and we will have more local contests.
Deer Hunters Roundup.
In fact, I just learned a couple weeks ago, I learned how to do the text to win thing.
Yeah,
So I can set that up on my morning show, so we're going to have fun with that on the text to win. So look for more. That's something that we've talked about. So that's a very good point that one of our listeners said. And also they also want a day that plays requests from any genre. Flush the format.
That's right.
You know?
Yes.
Gray, you in for them?
I'm into it.
Travis is into that. I think that'd be great.
The guys with no decision-making ability, we're behind it.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, we're completely behind it.
No. Our voices are heard, and we will support that with you.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
I'll admit,
direct requests would be awesome, I think.
Yeah, and I admit that we've done the Flush the Format kind of sporadically here and there, so maybe that's on me to find a consistent day to kind of pick a half hour and just flush it and have some fun with requests. So
maybe there's a business out there that would be interested in sponsoring that.
Flush. I've got ideas.
Flush the Format Fridays.
Yeah. And they love reality radio, so I'll take 100% credit for that.
That means we better leave. It's reality radio right now. We gotta hold our end down.
Yeah. So thank you for the kind words on the email. And that's the kind of stuff, that's what we want. We want to know what's important to you guys. You know, is it important to have the athletic director from your school on a certain time of the week? Is that something you appreciate? Because we want to put our efforts toward things that matter to our listeners.
Right. You know, Joel, bringing up, you know, we're talking about athletics. But it's not just athletics. If in the school programs, you have a teacher, you have a coach, you have someone within, even students, if there's something the students in the schools surrounding us, if there's something important that you want to be heard about, this is where you need to come, because we're happy to listen to you. You'll be heard. And maybe it's choir. Maybe it's the civic program. Maybe it's band. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of different areas within the school system that that might be important to somebody that we need to be talking, not just sports.
And yeah. I think something that we know internally and that we've really internalized, especially you having been here with Joel, you two as long as you've been, it's easy for us to kind of forget that the world may not know we're really only limited here on 98Q as far as what we can put on the air by our own imaginations, by what the community gives us for information, and by FCC regulations on swearing. And that's about it. Like, if we can figure out a way to make a reasonable radio program out of the thing you're thinking about, just ask us. Just talk to us. Call us. If you think that it's not a radio type of thing, we can probably find a way to shed some light on it in a radio way that is beneficial to both whatever that thing is, be it the school play, but also to benefit the whole community as a result. Those kinds of things, if you're sitting there thinking, boy, I'd love to put that on the radio, but you're kind of deciding on your own that it doesn't belong there, talk to us. Please, don't make that decision by yourself. We can probably do something really good for you here.
Yeah, don't think for one moment that, oh, they wouldn't want to hear that, or that wouldn't be important, but it is important to us.
Yes, and maybe you're right. Maybe that it would be kind of difficult logistically or for some other reason, but that doesn't mean we're going to give up on it. We're not going to shoot you down and say don't call back. We're going to work with you and figure out how we can benefit you as a local media organization, because that's what we are. The network spans the state, but we're as local gets.
Yeah, and we may be a station that's in the country music format, but I like to think of us as full service, you know, because, I mean, we've got news, weather, sports, we've got specialty programming, and that's kind of what our goal is, to be full service to the community.
Well, and the music, I think one of my bosses said this a few months back, the music is just filling in between the other stuff we do, all right? Because to be honest with you, you can listen to Luke Bryan on 1,000 different platforms. If you have a favorite Luke Bryan song, and that's why people don't. When I first started in radio, we used to get requests, 10, 20 requests a day. All people would call. Yep. I want to hear this song, because they couldn't hear it anywhere else unless they bought the record.
Yep.
Nowadays, Luke Bryan, Blake Shelton. You can go on Spotify for free and you can listen to them. You can listen to the same song over and over for the rest of your life if you want to.
Yeah.
And you can do it for free. All right. So it's not about the music anymore. It just happens that we play country music. We're focused on what we do in between. What we do in between. Because that's something you can't get anywhere else. You can't get this.
Yeah, that nice
on Spotify. Yeah. See, you can get that here, only right here. So we focus on what we do locally here, because that's what's unique to a small town.
Don't
station.
You have the?
Yeah, the applause.
I got everything. I got everything.
We can make a lot of noise.
Some chowderhead who doesn't know when to keep a big tramp shut.
So is that you, Joel?
So it's getting back to the roots of small town radio, and we encourage people to communicate with us. Like I said, you got a request. Gray has his own personal email. Travis has his. Shoot him a request. You know, they might not get it on that second, but we'll get it on. I guarantee you, when I'm here live in the morning show from 6 to 10, if you shoot me an email at 7 a.m., pretty good chance you're going to hear that song before the shift. Before my shift is done.
Yeah, I've taken one request. It came over Facebook. Shout out to you, Kathy. Feel free, if you're a Facebook friend, if you know my Gray.Gunderson, that's how our emails work here. I've even urged people before, as I've gone on crazy tangents, that if you'd like to share your thoughts on this silly thing that I should probably shut up about, email us, wcqm@civicmedia.us. I'm sad to say nobody's taking me up on that. I want somebody to match my crazy live on the air. Yeah, I want
there
that.
There you go, yeah.
That brings us to, go on Facebook and like us.
Yes.
And see what's happening there. Sign up for our newsletter, Joel.
Yes. Yes. Austin is working hard on that.
Yes.
Right, Austin?
Or yep. Have you started? No, I'm
sorry. He almost woke up.
Free local news.
Yep. You can go to 98qcountry.com/newsletter and sign up for our 98Q newsletter, which will have local stories, local weather, sports. It's kind of a building process right now. It'll come to you via email. So if you get a few of them and you're saying, you know what, don't like that, you can just get, you can opt out, whatever. But it's not for everybody. But there is going to be a lot of good local information, local stories for free.
And that's unique. Yeah. Not to knock anybody, but there aren't other free local news organizations. They are either paid or not as local as we are going to be. So that'll be a unique offering in the Northwoods.
And we archive a lot of our programming, too, like from the network level of Civic Media all the way down to the local level here at 98Q Country. You can find a lot of our programming online.
Yep, we're podcasting Reality Radio and The Shopping Show to start with. That way people can listen on demand, because it's now an era of don't tell me when I need to listen to hear what I want to hear. Tell me where I need to go to hear it now.
Right now.
That's just what the generation is right now. That's what it is. I mean, the Olympics is finding that out, too. People aren't watching it live. They're watching it on delay, and that's just the way it is. So that's something we're building to our talk segments that we're podcasting at 98qcountry.com.
Which reminds me, I want to bring up, when we're talking about local, let's go right next door into the next room and talk about WPFP.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, Trail Mix 103.1.
Yeah, 980 AM is the original station that came on back in 1953. AM radio has kind of slid to the back burner for many people. It's a struggle for a lot. So now, years ago, the government said, okay, you can take your 980 AM and we'll let you have an FM translator for that. But the rule is you have to broadcast the exact same thing. So that's why 980 AM and 103.1 right now are playing a mix of 80s and 90s music. We cannot separate that. Someday they may allow us to do that down the line, and AM may turn into something else, but that's the rules of it right now. So we're very excited. That's still 103.1 is still in the incubator stage, Gray. Is that the way to put it? It's just sitting there kind of simmering now, right?
It's like a seed. There's all kinds of potential, and we're just deciding where to plant and when to water. But it will grow when we do.
Yeah, and Darla, our vision for 103.1, again, is we don't want it to be a jukebox.
Right.
We want it to be local.
That's what we're going towards, local. So we're going to have a local guy right here from our local community. It's going to be sitting over next door in the next room, mm-hmm. and going to be talking to everyone, in our communities that we serve.
We realize that not everybody likes country music. Not the whole world likes country music. I get it. So we're going to provide a different music format with still local information. And for those of you who jump from my morning show over to that morning show, I'll never talk to you again. But you can... I don't really care. Because it's still good local stuff that we're going to do on 103.1 FM. It's a lower power. You know, it's not as powerful as 98Q. It gets out about 30 miles. But that gives us the option of doing some sports on there and some other things. So listen to it a little bit and know that it's going to change here real soon. The music is pretty much going to stay the same. But you're gonna hear some other things and some voices, some DJs.
Yeah, it's gonna be local.
Yeah.
It's not gonna be some guy sitting in another state.
Nope.
And people are already fans. I mean, even at Flamborama, I had several people comment on loving the station. It's the music they grew up with, like that a lot of the older songs are playing on there. Like, we are mixing in some stuff past 2K as well. But shout out to Dollar General down the street for always having it on.
Oh, yeah. There's if you go into many of the businesses in Park Falls, you definitely can tell the employees what they like to listen to. They have us on.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what is, we had an email about covering some of the outside events and stuff like that, too. It's harder as when I first started in radio and there was an event going on. Everybody brought the flyer to the radio station because pre-internet, there was a couple of ways to get your information out there. It was the newspaper, and it was the radio station, and it was putting up a flyer at the grocery store. And that was pretty much it. That's how you got information out. Nowadays, when people have an event, they put it on Facebook, maybe Instagram, Twitter, I don't know where else. But there's a lot of different social media platforms out there. So the radio station sometimes does and sometimes doesn't get involved in that. A lot of people have the perception that if they post something on Facebook, the whole world has seen it. There's only like less than 20% of the people in this country are even on Facebook and have an account. So, and a smaller percentage of that will even see what you're doing. So we realize that the communication, I think, in this for small town radio has expanded, but it's gotten harder at the same time, because to get your event out there for your town of Sherman corn roast and stuff like that, if you want everybody to know about it, you got to be proactive. And it's as simple as sending us an email with a copy of your flyer.
Right.
And that's a nonprofit organization. We'll give you a few mentions on the air and we'll help you to promote your event. But you got to tell us about it, because we can only spend so much time scouring social media, looking for that event that didn't take the time to tell us about it. Because sometimes people will say, well, how come you didn't announce that event this weekend? Well, some point somebody's got to inform us about it. We do our best to go out and get the information.
How come you didn't let us know?
Yeah, because we do a lot of research looking for those events on our own. But yeah, it's best if you just tell us directly.
You can't have a meeting of five people for your nonprofit, walk away from it, and just say, okay, the world knows. No, you got to go get it. You got to let us know about it. We're happy to talk about it, but just get us the info, and we're happy to help.
I think some of it's generational too. I think that's one of the best bridges we can create is a bit of a generational bridge, simply because for those who may not know, I am 30 years old. So my generation is kind of coming into leadership and will be making a lot of decisions about how things like media campaigns go. And because of that, you know, I'm not the only 30-year-old in Park Falls who's got a job in the community.
Are you ready, gang?
What the heck? I don't even want to know where your head was at when you clicked that one.
I was just looking for something to denote that you're really, really young and could be my grandchild.
Oh, so. My goodness gracious.
Yeah, you are a youngster, man.
No, my point is, as people about my age who grew up on Facebook, who grew up on the internet, who grew up in Windows XP and Windows 7 and in more technological society, I think it'll be a bit of a tendency for us to deviate from that physical bulletin board and that physical flyer, but a lot of our listeners are still from that hard copy era. So I think that's one of the things that we can be put to the best use. Younger crowds who need to get a word out to people who aren't looking at Facebook. That's us right here. Just let us know what's going on in the community. We will make sure that there is equal access as best we can to that information, which Facebook doesn't care about, will not do. You may care about doing that. We can help you with that in ways that social media just can't.
Hey, Gray, this is random information, but you and I talked about this one day. You, Joel, and I are all 14 years age difference apart.
Exactly, so. Yes. Yes, we are, and which funny enough, is a generational gap. A generation is denoted as 12 to 15 years.
Yeah. So, we can each represent one generation here. Well, I guess it'd still be an X, and Joel, you'd be the old end of X.
You guys are just on both ends of the same generation. But
yeah.
Hey, if you call and you get me and you don't want to talk to the young guy, I'll just hand the phone to Travis. It's fine.
Yeah, I'd be like,
I'm to deal with the whippersnapper.
I can get stuff.
So thank you for the email about reality radio. We kind of stumbled into that show many years ago when reality TV started, and we just kind of thought, let's just do a reality radio show where, you know, the door is open. If somebody walks in and wants to talk about something, that's reality. So the reality show, we kind of stumbled backwards into that, into a very popular show. And also the listener asked that we play some more older country from the 80s and 90s. See, that's you're aging yourself a little bit there by saying that that's, I guess that is older country, 80s and 90s.
I know that it.
Dang it. But you will be happy to know that coming very soon, at a time that I don't even know, but our engineers may be able to answer
here.
Yes, we have plans that will be mixing in more Garth, more George Strait, more Shania, some 80s, 90s stuff here very soon. In fact, it may be before the weekend is out that you'll hear a little bit of a tweak in our format. We'll still be playing the new country, but that also is coming also. All right. Well, thank I kind of had a feeling. I've been in small town radio a long time where people are kind of hesitant to, to call and be on the air. I understand that. But again, we just want to let our listeners know that if there's something about the station that you appreciate, let us know about it, because that kind of gives us affirmation that what we're doing is being received. And if there's something you'd like to see, let us know. WCQM at civicmedia.us. Now, tomorrow night, we're going to do a Zoom town hall at 7 o'clock. And we're going to talk a lot about the stuff that we do right here, but we're just trying to hit a different crowd on Facebook. We'll put the Zoom link on our 98Q Facebook page where you can log in and you can join us on the Zoom Thursday night from 7 to 7:30, 7:45.
We're trying to get the people who sleep until noon, you know.
Yeah, that's right. The Austin crowd, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
We all just stared at Austin. He's over there in the corner.
All right.
I'm napping.
Very good. Well, thank you, everybody, for your input.
Wait a minute.
I don't know if this... We'll see.
Is this...
Hi, you're on the air. Go right ahead.
Well, Joel, it is Rick Flora calling.
Hey, Rick. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. You guys were talking about small business and advertising. And
yeah.
I have to say that it was amazing to have the ability to go on the radio weekly and talk about my business.
Yeah,
so
we had a lot of fun
for that.
We had a lot of fun doing that show, and I counted you at one point. You killed me off 27 times during your scenarios, but yeah,
wow.
it was not only fun, but hopefully it was beneficial to your business. But it certainly was a good time we had, Rick.
Oh my goodness, it was awesome, and it is a privilege to have a small radio station in our neighborhood, right? So it is very, very cool.
All right, Rick, thank you much. Appreciate that.
You are welcome.
All right.
Thank you.
And I want to mention that too quick before we go, because I don't want to insult anyone, but Park Falls is very spoiled, all right, with this radio station, that it's been here. I grew up in a little town that was about the same size of Park Falls back in the 80s. And I did high school basketball, baseball. We never had a radio station to a baseball game. We never had a radio station to a football game. We had one of my games covered by the regional station when we got into playoffs, all the way through my career. Now, I'm not saying this to toot our horn. It just happens that the station plops right here in Park Falls. But there's a lot of towns that are the size of Park Falls all around the country that don't have their games on the radio. They just don't, because they don't have a local radio station to do it. Mm-hmm. So let's appreciate that. And the people who put this station on the air back in 1953, that our athletes get exposure and have that joy of a post-game interview and being talked about, because you got stations, other stations like Tomahawk and Medford, they do the same thing. You know, they cover their local stations. But you got a lot of high schools all around the country that don't ever get a radio station coming to their games because there's not a station there. So let's celebrate that, you know, this station is here servicing our area. I think it's something to celebrate.
Right. If I'm not mistaken, too, wasn't it a couple years ago where you actually, and we sent people out and we did track coverage, and they asked you, what, how do you do track coverage
cross country on
the radio?
Me and Joe Pearson, yeah. And Randy Kunch.
And Randy Kunch, yes.
Me, Joe Pearson, Randy Kunch, first ever. I think we were the only radio station to ever be at the cross country meet doing play by play of cross country. Yeah, I mean, that was...
skiing.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. So let's...
Run alongside everybody.
Yeah, let's take a moment to appreciate and celebrate, and also celebrate the fact that your small town station is coming back to life. We may not have a live polka band in studio like we did back in 1954, but we're getting there.
You know, maybe tomorrow night I will bring out, I have a history book back there that has from day one when they drove the tower that we have out here right now from Eau Claire to Park Falls to start this radio station, and the people that were all involved in it, how much they paid for the station back in. I have all that information, and maybe I'll bring that information out tomorrow.
Yeah. It's so cool how it's always been at this location, and we even have a picture out there that looks like it's from the 50s in this very studio room. Obviously, the technology has changed in here, and the room's been remodeled to some extent there, possibly, though. But I mean, we've always been in this same building.
Yeah. And I want to, before we wrap up, I want to touch on something too, because Rick Flora called in. And for years, we did a show with Lakeside Financial, which was so much fun to do. And Rick, his business benefited from it. If you're a business out there and you're a business owner, I cannot stress to a business owner enough the value of having your voice on the radio. If you can set aside all of your fears of radio or whatever it may be, but having the owner of the business on the air doing your own advertising, talking on the radio, is a gold bar.
It's
some of my greatest memories of radio. Is, remember when we did the coffee shop too?
Yes, we did.
With Dave Birchmeyer?
Yes.
That was classic. Rico from, or Ricardo from Burgers.
Yeah.
Some great stuff we did with him. Just, that is so valuable. So
powerful.
So business owners, I challenge you, you know, set down whatever fears you have, record your own spot, because it stands out. You know, people hear me all the time. They're hearing great Travis, but having that voice on the air of a business owner is so valuable.
It is. And what that means is it's the personal invitation from the business owner to come in to their business.
Yeah, yeah.
When they hear the owner or a person who is an employee come on the radio, that is the most powerful way of advertising that you can do, is to have your voice.
Yeah. I mean, even you watch local TV now, Channel 12, Channel 7, you see some ads on there of people who do their own ads. I don't know if you guys have seen the Have you seen the Maher Water ad?
Oh,
I was
my gosh, yeah.
Immediately I was thinking of that. I was thinking Maher Water Corporation.
I mean,
I've watched those kids grow up.
Just corny ads, but hats off to them. Just gold. I mean, just absolute great. Just great that they do that.
Yeah, my apologies. We used to make fun of them. You know, like, they got their kids there. Well, those kids were still constantly there, and we were like, wow, that's actually really cool.
But
we were jerks. That was really
best.
Cool.
You know, when I my first job in Iowa, Travis, your show doesn't matter. It's coming up.
Yeah, thanks, yeah.
There was a car dealer called Vandenberg Chevrolet in Iowa. It was kind of a Northeast Wisconsin thing, and the guy there was very successful, and he was always on the air. His big thing is call me on the duck phone. I'm Denny Vandenberg. Call me on the duck phone, and I'll give you the deal that you can't pass up. He's a car dealership. That was his thing, the duck phone. So we were trying to get him on the air. Our radio station was like 40 minutes away from his place. So I spent probably, I want to say, 15 to 20 hours with a razor blade and a reel-to-reel machine putting together, and I can play it for you someday, the Denny Vandenberg rap. And we put together a rap of him talking about the duck phone, and he put it on his TV ads all across the state. And it was so good. It was just so good, and it stood out because he didn't care. He was just like, you know what? People like to hear my voice in the radio. It works. I'm going to throw myself out there, and we're going to have fun with this. And it was the most fun I think I've ever had in radio, putting that together.
And on reel to reel, nonetheless.
If you can dream it, we can create it for you, because throughout the whole state, we have a production and a creative team that can do just about anything you want.
Yeah, and not only here, but now we have the power of people all around the state who are so talented, So one more comment here from one of our listeners. Promoting businesses is very important. I know many businesses.
Just parsing the info quickly. Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. She's just talking about promoting local businesses. And, you know, especially when new businesses come in, we like to, you know, help them do whatever we can to help them kind of get off the ground and get them rolling. We realize that small businesses are on a very tight financial, you know.
That's right.
Financial restrictions. But we have a lot of different options for them advertising-wise. So, all right, gentlemen, anything else we missed? Travis?
No, I think that's about all. Just that, you know, keep on listening. We'll keep putting out local content. Again, you can get a lot of great content from the Civic Media app.
Yep.
Different kinds of music, even oldies, which has kind of disappeared from terrestrial radio. It's gone more over to 80s and 90s classic hits. We got that too, though.
WRJN, one of our civic stations doing that. It's pretty cool, yeah.
It's a fun station.
All right, Darla, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. I enjoyed this.
We'll archive the whole conversation in our podcast at 98Q Country. We'll do the Zoom tomorrow night at 7. Thank you, Gray.
You're very welcome, Tom.
Austin,
thank you.
Let me poke him. He's
over there.
He snorted. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. As always, communicate with us. Stop in or WCQM at civicmedia.us.
Save big on your next project at Menards. Transform the look of your home with a new ideal garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection or design your own using our garage door designer. From traditional to modern, Menards has an ideal garage door to suit your needs. Save big on ideal garage doors at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. For J.D. Power 2024 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Save big money at Menards.
So my home is also my office. And before I can focus, every room's gotta be clean. That means tidying up and spraying my Febreze Air Mist. Ooh, that's fresh. Febreze Air Mist scents are all high quality. They fight any weird funk and they give my air an instant boost of freshness. So not only does my home smell good, I feel good too. After I Febreze, it's time to start my day.
Breathe happy Febreze. La 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 la.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Conservative voices are not being represented in Madison. You deserve elected officials who listen, share your values, and get results. I'm Scott Harbridge, running for State Assembly in the 74th District to return our government to we the people. Poor leadership and broken promises at the state capitol are destroying our economy, driving inflation, and risking lives. I served 4 years in the Army with the 82nd and 509th Airborne and 26 years with the Department of Corrections. I know how to tackle tough challenges, and now I'm ready to serve you by taking on the establishment in Madison. I'm the only candidate in the race endorsed by Pro-Life Wisconsin. I'm pro-life, pro-law enforcement, and pro-freedom. I promise to always be honest and transparent. You'll never wonder where I stand. The fight between good and evil is black and white. Vote for me, Scott Harbridge, on August 13th in the Republican primary. I can't do this without your vote. Send me a patriot to Madison, and let's make America great again. Thank you. Paid for by Harbridge for 74th Assembly District.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We're all about good people with good hearts, delivering great care. It's what we do. It's who we are. And it's everything we believe in. So no matter what life is throwing at you or your community, you can count on Aspirus to be here for you. For good. Look to Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Hi, I'm Lily Miller. I will be a senior this fall at Phillips High School. As a public service announcement, I would like to remind all Price County residents the importance of voting in the primary election Tuesday, August 13th. Most local partisan races will be determined in August, so November might be too late to support your candidate. And while you're at the ballot box, if you would be so kind to please vote for my mom, Marina Miller, for county treasurer, that would be cool too. Thank you for your consideration, and don't forget to vote August 13th.
This message was authorized and paid for by me, Marina Miller, for Price County Treasurer.
Save big on your next project right now at Menards. Be prepared for the unexpected and keep your home powered with Generac generators. Their home standby generators serve as an excellent backup plan in case of power outage. Its advanced technology automatically starts within seconds of sensing power loss. Save big on Generac generators at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. For J.D. Power 2024 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
Please. The hottest stars in country music.
We are Lady A.
Hey y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98 Q Country.
You can tell your old man you'll do some largemouth fishing in another town. You just got too much on your plate to bait and cast a line. You can always put a rain check in his hand till you can't.